This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. New Mexicans have needed help after wildfires and floods in recent years. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has done its part by sending money to the state. But as Laura Paskus reports for KUNM, New Mexico has not released tens of billions of dollars for contractors who did disaster recovery work.
Alfredo Roybal remembers the summer of 2011 when the Pacheco Fire raged above Nambe Reservoir.
The first thing that came down was a lot of ash and debris. You can see the darker soil here. There's little remnants of that now. But came down, it looked like oil or tar rolling down the mountainside.
Roybal has been the dam tender here for 13 years. He makes sure farmers in Powake, Nambe, and El Rancho get their water. That means the reservoir has to hold all the water it can, not mud, boulders, dead trees. So the irrigation district needed help. They got the promise of disaster relief from FEMA and then hired a local contractor to fix the flood damage.
All the riprap rock, they installed those.
That's Edward Lucero, chair of the Powake Valley Irrigation District. He's pointing to new stone and wire walls that help hold sediment and debris out of the lake. But the irrigation district still hasn't paid a local contractor for the work. Later, in his truck, Lucero explains that's because the state still hasn't cut them a check from the federal FEMA money it received.
It's really affected the people who did the work. They completed the work over a year ago, about a year and a half ago.
You heard that right. A year and a half after finishing the job, Martin Urban is still waiting to get paid. And now he may lose his business.
We've been told by our bonding company that because the state owes us over $2 million, I believe it's 2.3, that we are now our liability to them. They will not be able to bond us anymore.
Bonding's like insurance that the work will get done. When Urban started his contracting business more than 20 years ago, he had just one backhoe. He took advantage of programs that help grow minority-owned businesses, and he built his company on government jobs, like the Nambe cleanup. If Urban loses his bond, he can't bid on those anymore.
If it forces us to shut down, we will have to let go, of course, of all the employees. And it's going to be hard to make ends meet because we still have bills.
You've heard about New Mexico's budget problems, but this isn't about a budget shortfall. New Mexico's Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management has the FEMA money. States hold it in a special account, and once disaster recovery work's been done, inspected, and approved, the state's supposed to pay out. We reached out to the State Emergency Management Department to find out why they haven't released the FEMA money for the Nambe Reservoir repair. Our repeated requests to interview the secretary or other staff were ignored, and they're holding on to the public documents we requested. But it turns out, Urban is not the only one waiting.
We've been investigating a litany of concerns with the department that go back several years.
That's New Mexico State Auditor Tim Keller. In early 2015, New Mexico's Emergency Management Agency hadn't paid out $40 million in disaster relief. The auditors couldn't see any valid reason for that.
We're concerned about the short-term financial viability of the department to even function as it should.
The department also hasn't handed in its 2015 audit that was due last December. That landed the department on the auditor's at-risk list. Keller's office gave the department time to fix things.
But time is running out, and we will probably be taking some significant action with respect to the agency in the fall if these problems aren't remedied in the next month or so.
That might be too late for Urban and his contracting business.
What the state's doing is wrong. It affects small businesses. If they're here to help a small business, why aren't they by paying after a job is completed, especially a year and a half later?
That's just one of the questions the state has yet to answer. For KUNM, I'm Laura Paskus.
The story was co-reported for KUNM and the Santa Fe Reporter. To see photos or find a link to the print story, which has some more history and background on the missing FEMA payments, visit our website, KUNM.org.